U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process. From syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns, automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Imagine you are a psychopathic banker and your Masonic mates own quite a lot of Big Pharma. And you stood to make a trillion if there was a public health crisis that spread worldwide. Well, are we poised for that very thing to happen again? And I say again, because before I get to monkeypox, I'm going to show you how they made billions off Moderna and then multiply that by all the different companies around the world, in all the different countries of the world, and you have a multi-trillion dollar shakedown on the taxpayers. Yeah, some of the biggest frauds in the history of the world perpetrated through these means. All right, so we're going to bring up chart 4. We're going to look at the history of Moderna stock. So, for 40 years now, I've been reading the tea leaves. I've been looking at stock market charts nearly every single day of my life. I know, how sad. Even when I was incarcerated for ecstasy in Arizona, I subscribed to the Investor's Business Daily so I could perpetuate my addiction to looking at stock market charts. But they say that the stock market can predict the future, and it is a discounting mechanism that reacts 9 months to 12 months before events happen. Now, if you're looking at this chart of Moderna stock, the share price, where that little cursor is right now is 2020. And you can see that Moderna stock was trading below 50 at the beginning of 2020. The spikes are volume spikes. That's the graph below it. That's how many shares are trading on a daily basis. So if one of those spikes up to 50 million, it means 50 million shares were traded on that day. Now, let's go back. If you look to before 2020, at 2019, there were hardly any volume spikes. As we were entering the pandemic, the volume surged. So you've got the stock crossing the $50 level on 50 million shares trading that day, which means $2.5 billion changed hands on one single day. look at how many volume spikes there are in 2020. So the average share price that year was about $50. You have got tens of billions, if not over 100 billion, changing hands in 2020 before Moderna stock rose within a year to $500 a share. So on the day, 2.5 billion was traded. If you look at the mouse right now, go to the very top where it was 500 a share. On that very day, that 2.5 billion that was traded on the day we talked about earlier was then worth 25 billion. 2.5 billion became 25 billion. I mean, there's no way they are such immaculate timers of the stock market that they would have sold it all at that exact top when it was 500. But they would have layered those sales out when it was in the hundreds. So they would have made tens of billions. And that's just from the trades from one day of the year. Multiply that by all the shares that were traded in 2020. A year later, they're selling it 300, 350, 400, 450. 500. They are making hundreds of billions. Hundreds of billions. And that is just one company related to the COVID vaccine. How many other companies were related to it? Bigger companies than Moderna that made even more money. This is how it quickly adds up to a $1 trillion shakedown on the taxpayers. Now, we're going to get back to the charts that piqued my interest in this. Because, actually, we'll put them up there now just to give you a little tease then. I'm going to get back to a full explanation of what's going on. Let's put chart 3 up there for now, Ron. Okay, this is just what's happened in recent days. So, GeoVax Labs shares. You see the volume spike at the bottom. 100 million shares. It's jumped from 4 up to 10. Monkeypox vaccine manufacturer. 100 million shares jumped up to 10. That 100 million shares is worth $1 billion. 50% return overnight on $1 billion. Go figure. All right, we're going to get back to this chart because I'm going to explain in far more detail later on who GeoVax Labs are. Let's put up chart number 2, please, Mom. This is Emergent Biosolutions. Now, if you go back to May, you saw a technical breakout on this share, which means you got a huge volume spike and it's breaking out of its old trading range. It jumped from 2 to 4 and it has been going up nonstop ever since. It hit 16 recently. So if you're in at 2, you're up, what, 800%? In 3 months. And then when the stock market got dragged down recently because of the fall of the Japanese stock market, it fell from 16 to 6, but has quickly rallied back up to 10 on the back of the monkeypox warning by the World Health Organization. We're going to come back to this one later on. All right, let's put up chart number 1, please, Ron. This is Bavarian Nordic, European company. We're going to get into much more detail about them in a minute. And if you look at the chart, in the last couple of days, it has jumped from 9.5 up to almost 15. And look at the volume spike. Again, massive amount of money changing hands. You can see the volume spike there, bottom right-hand corner. All right, so are these companies in play right now, just like we saw Moderna get put into play as it went into the pandemic? Right. If we look at our post, we're going to look at Article 1 right now. This was posted by Truth Justice. And it's called Monkeypox, the Cover Story. You can find this on Twitter. At Sparta Justice. because the World Health Organization is saying we've got this crisis. Problem, reaction, solution. To make that $1 trillion, we've got to have a crisis. The taxpayers' money is like a feeding trough that the government can administer in whatever direction it wants. But it's got to have a hell of a justification because there's so much money at stake. I mean, the biggest shakedown on the taxpayers from time immemorial has always been war. Look at how much money was made off the back of Dick Cheney, George Bush, Tony Blair saying there was weapons of mass destruction in Iraq when there were absolutely none. Trillions were made off the back of that. Halliburton, Blackwater, etc. So yeah, war is always the first, but a pandemic shoots things right up there. You've got this taxpayers' feeding trough of money that's been paid into the government by all the hardworking people. And then you've got the overseers who want to dole that money out to their cronies, their Masonic mates, via government contracts. But to justify it, they need a crisis. Either a crisis can happen naturally, they'll never let a good crisis go to waste, or they can help a crisis come along and massage things, which I suspect is what we're seeing now with monkeypox. Looking at the Truth Sparta, Truth Justice Sparta story, in 2021, NTI predicts a lab engineered vaccine resistant monkeypox outbreak with 271 million deaths. This is a cover up for the fatalities of the COVID injected. The WHO is a, well, you can read that, by Gates, Rockefellers, and the Wellcome Trust. Let's just say a conspiracy. Dustin Muscovitz sponsored the live pandemic simulation of the lab-engineered vaccine-resistant monkeypox, Mpox, outbreak. I was watching Katie Hopkins today. She says it's been abbreviated to Mpox so they can hashtag it. With 3.2 billion cases around the world and 271 million deaths, he's the founder of Open Philanthropy and wants CRISPR gene editing technology used on all humanity. Statement from NTI. We are grateful to Open Philanthropy. The exercise and report would not have been possible without their generous support. Executive summary. In March 2021, the Nuclear Threat Initiative, NTI, partnered with the Munich Security Conference, MSC, to conduct a tabletop exercise on reducing high-consequence biological threats. Conducted virtually, the exercise examined gaps in national and international biosecurity and pandemic preparedness architectures and explored opportunities to improve capabilities to prevent and respond to high-consequence biological events. Participants included 19 senior leaders and experts from across Africa, the Americas, Asia, and Europe, with decades of combined experience in public health, biotechnology industry, international security, and philanthropy. The exercise scenario portrayed a deadly global pandemic involving an unusual strain of monkeypox virus that emerged in the fictional nation of Brinia and spread globally over 18 months. Ultimately, the exercise scenario revealed that the initial outbreak was caused by a terrorist attack using a pathogen engineered in a lab with inadequate biosafety and biosecurity provisions and weak oversight. By the end of the exercise, the fictional pandemic resulted in more than 3 billion cases and 270 million fatalities worldwide. How do you say global depopulation gaming? They're gaming it. But there's no way they would have labs around the world creating a hybrid deadly monkeypox, is there? This is just a game, surely. It's all just theory. Well, I remember when the pandemic first started and we had people coming on giving a range of viewpoints. And one of the viewpoints was that it had leaked from a lab in China. And we got shut down on all that stuff. We had to remove it from YouTube. But now it is commonly accepted that it probably did. Anyway, could this be happening again? Let us go to article 2, which goes back to 2022, October 24th of October 2022. It is in the mail. Government lab in Maryland plans to create a hybrid monkeypox strain that is more deadly than one currently spreading in the US. Because there was a spread 2 years ago. It got contained, they said, because of the vaccines and educating people on it. But now they're putting forth the argument that a worse strain is coming. Anyway, let's see what they've cooked up in the lab. NIAID research will see experts swap genes between two monkeypox strains. They will attempt to make currently dominant clad more lethal and infect mice. The aim of the project is to spur the development of better drugs for humans. It's always for the benefit of humanity. But it comes amid growing concern about virus manipulation research in labs. A government lab in Maryland plans to make the circulating monkeypox strain more lethal in highly controversial research in mice. The team wants to equip the dominant clade, which mostly causes a rash and flu-like symptoms, with genes from another strain that causes severe disease. They hope the experiment will reveal how different genes make monkeypox more deadly and spur the development of better drugs and vaccines for humans. It comes just after a week after the Daily Mail revealed a similar experiment involving a hybrid COVID strain at Boston Uni. The latest monkeypox study is being funded by the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, a research arm of National Institutes of Health. But the modified virus, quote, poses an exceptionally high risk to the public if it accidentally leaks, according to Dr. Richard Ebright, microbiologist at Rutgers University in New Jersey. The team in Maryland would argue their work does not involve enhancing a pathogen because they are swapping natural mutations rather than creating new ones, meaning the hybrid cannot be more deadly than the existing clades. But the news will no doubt surprise many Americans that such research continues to go on in the US despite fears similar practices may have started the pandemic. They want it to happen. They stand to make over a trillion dollars, just like they did, just like I demonstrated, the amount of money made off Moderna at the beginning of this video. Multiply that by 100 companies, hundreds, thousands of government contracts. It comes out into the trillions of dollars. When there are that many vested interests, these things just tend to leak from labs. The Maryland's team's work is being led by NIAID scientist Bernard Moss at the agency's headquarters in Bethesda. The phase of the study will involve extracting dozens of genes from the more severe clade 1 monkeypox virus and putting them into the milder clade 2 virus. They will then infect mice with the hybrid virus and monitor how the disease progresses. The team had initially attempted the reverse, swapping genetic materials in the less virulent clade into clade 1 to make it less deadly, but without success. The current global outbreak is confirmed to be driven by clade 2, the less deadly West African monkeypox strain, which has a mortality rate of less than 1%. Clade 1, meanwhile, kills 1 in 10 people it infects. It has origins in the Democratic Republic of the Congo and primarily spreads in the Congo Basin. Remember, this was 2 years ago. And now they're warning that the latter is imminent. The Maryland experiment was exempt from oversight when it was given the green light in 2018 because monkeypox did not meet the threshold for a potential pandemic pathogen. To be considered a PPP, the pathogen has to be widely transmissible with the potential of spreading uncontrollably and being highly dangerous. So when it spread 2 years ago, they were saying it was through sex. They were saying that gay people were spreading it. And they were saying that you've got to rub, you know, people have got to rub up against each other. And for that reason, it outbreaks on the genitalia and things like that. But now they're intimating that there's going to be one that can be transmissible easier. It's going to mutate, possibly airborne. Like I said, $1 trillion, cha-ching. But at that time, monkeypox outbreaks were confined to Africa and the virus did not spread easily between people. US cases could almost be traced back to imported animals or travelers who had visited Central or Western African countries. Now, with monkeypox widespread and more than 26,000 US cases, the National Institutes of Health is planning to re-examine the work. But the study still might not qualify as enhancing a PPP, the agency says, because the team are using existing mutations. Dr. Ebright told the Mail, a lab-generated monkeypox virus more lethal than and as transmissible as the monkeypox virus currently circulating in humans, potentially likely would defeat protection by vaccines and likely would spread beyond current at-risk populations to the general population. The risk-benefit ratio is essentially infinite, comprising potentially existential risks. Amid growing concern about such experiments, the NIH and the Department of Health and Human Services met to devise recommended rule changes to the NIH's potential pandemic pathogen care and oversight policy. Among those proposed changes is an expansion of what constitutes a PPP to include those that are highly transmissible, though less virulent, as well as those that are less transmissible but have more severe negative outcomes. The rule change, if adopted, would place stricter regulations on the kind of research on monkeypox viruses set to begin at NIH. The latest controversy surrounding risky monkeypox research comes on the back of years of ferocious debate over gain-of-function research, which many believe resulted in the COVID pandemic. The pandemic shed a light on the risky research practices, which we weren't allowed to talk about. We got banned from talking about them. We were conspiracy theorists, which the government has funded for decades with pushback, having temporarily paused in 2014, only to resume 3 years later. High-profile debates about the merits of gain-of-function remain centered on the theory that the coronavirus escaped from a lab in Wuhan, China, which it probably bloody well did. And many people have come to accept that now. So the heads up is the stock market. The Masonic psychopathic bankers are positioning themselves in the companies that are going to make the most money from the government contracts getting doled out to Big Pharma, the vaccine makers. And you're going to make the most bang from your buck on the companies that have the smallest market capitalizations. So, for example, Pfizer is capitalized in the multi-billions. Way bigger than Moderna. When Moderna was down at $20, it was a fraction of the market capitalization of Pfizer. So if you put your money in Moderna and that goes up 10 times, your $1 billion investment a year later is worth $10 billion. So are they positioning themselves in the monkeypox vaccine makers? Let's pull up Article 3. You saw the charts earlier where I showed the monkeypox vaccine makers' share prices rising dramatically in the last couple of days, led by GeoVax. GeoVax stock soars 43% to lead the rally in companies developing Mpox treatments. And scrolling down a bit, led a fresh rally after rival Siga Technologies said a trial of its antiviral failed to meet its main goal. GeoVax stock, symbol GOVX, gained 389% in the month to date, rallying ever since the World Health Organization declared Mpox a public health emergency of international concern last Wednesday. SIGA said late Friday a preliminary analysis of data from a trial conducted in the Republic of Congo evaluating its antiviral as a treatment for Mpox failed to meet its primary endpoint of a statistically significant improvement in time to lesion resolution within 28 post-days randomization. That's why that company's shares went down. But these data showing maximum benefit in patients treated early with severe diseases are entirely consistent with the mechanism of action of tecovirimat and with the studies in animals that led to the US FDA approval of this medicine for smallpox, a virus closely related to the monkeypox virus, which produces much more severe illness.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
All right, so that article continues going on about the trial. Let's scroll down to Emergent BioSolutions because I've been following them for months. EBS jumped 13.3%. In 2022, the company acquired the rights to a smallpox treatment called Tembexa, which was developed by Chimerix Inc. for up to $337.5 million plus royalties. Chimerix, which still has a financial interest in certain sales of Tembexa, was down 2%. And the bigger, the one that has gained a lot, not as much as the first one, is Bavarian Nordic. If in America, stock symbol BVNKF. The Danish company, which has the only US and European approved vaccine for Mpox, gained 49% over the past month. That company is seeking approval to immunize adolescents against the illness. So, how do you maximize your profits? Immunize the adolescents. Let's prick those kids, not just the adults. Expand your target audience. Pay doctors off to produce studies saying there's no harm, they're completely safe and effective. We've heard it all before. It's history repeating itself. The first case of Mpox reported in a human was detected 50 years ago in the DRC. And the first outbreak in the US was in 2023, when approximately 43 people in 6 states had confirmed cases as a result of contact with pet prairie dogs who had been housed near imported animals from Ghana. Yeah, so it's not just monkeys. You can get it from prairie dogs. Last Thursday, Sweden became the first country outside Africa. This is what's set the WHO on this directive now. To confirm Mpox in a person with a travel history to Central Africa, according to the WHO. Mpox is characterized initially by a high temperature, headache, muscle aches, swollen glands, shivering, exhaustion, and joint pain. A rash, which may be located on hands, feet, chest, face, or mouth, or near the genitals, typically appears 1 to 5 days later. Now, if we look, I'm just going to go on Google now and see if they are ramping this up. Mpox outbreak. Let's just look at what the latest stories are. Just fresh off Google. We have got 2 hours ago, The Guardian's view on Africa's Mpox outbreak. We've got Bloomberg 2 hours ago. Mpox outbreak spreads in Africa with Burundi reporting 100 cases. We've got Al Jazeera 10 hours ago. After COVID and Ebola, doctors take on Mpox amid conflict in eastern DRC. So, 1 hour ago, Times Magazine. It's time to start taking Mpox and bird flu seriously. So let's not forget then that the psychopathic Masonic bankers that I talked about at the beginning of this video, they also, not only do they control through their investments the big pharma sector, they also, through their investments, control the media sector. So they have their problem, they have their reaction in the media, they have the doctors that are co-opted pushing this stuff out so it sounds legit. Let's read what it's saying in time if they'll... They'll let me without signing up. Let's see. It's been a bad month for public health. On August 14, the World Health Organization declared Mpox as an international health emergency, given the unprecedented spread, here it is, folks, of a new, more deadly variant. That's what they need. They need a new, more deadly variant. They need it to be transmitted from not just people getting it on in the sack. If they want to bank trillions, it's got to be airborne, I think. In the United States, bird flu, formerly known as H5N1, has spread to 10 agricultural workers in Colorado. An alarming development, since only 3 other cases have been reported this year. Mpox and bird flu are distinct infectious diseases. However, they have been united by assumptions that containment is easily achievable and thus a complacent public health response. Get out of your complacency, folks. The airborne variant is coming. Get your vaccines ready. Line your kids up. We will feed off them. Indeed, almost 100,000 people got infected with Mpox after the 2022 outbreak. And while the disease shrinked away, from public view, Mpox continued to spread and evolve into deadlier variants. It's coming your way. Similarly, while bird flu just jumped into mammals around the same time in 2022, response in the US was anemic. Oh, not enough vaccines. We've got to ramp up the vaccines and the countermeasures and the lockdowns with a little consistent messaging or concrete action. This is part of a larger inertia around infectious diseases. One we believe is driven by two key factors. So, time.com pushing for action so they can line up and make their trillions. Time continues. First, public health leaders have grown overly cautious after the COVID-19 pandemic, seeing how bold efforts to contain the pandemic were met with anti-science aggression, populist outrage, relentless lawsuits, and at least 30 states limiting public health powers. Hold on a minute. When I was reporting on the pandemic, which I got banned from, My sister and my parents were calling me a conspiracy theorist. My parents were urging me to get vaxxed, which I have not done. And my sister sent me the YouTube channel for Dr. John Campbell and said, start watching this, Sean. This guy speaks common sense. My sister stopped watching Dr. John Campbell, but I have bloody well continued. And Dr. John Campbell now has completely reversed on what he was saying at the beginning of the pandemic. And he's saying if he knew what he knew now, he would never have got vaccinated himself. And he's been bravely, and I've been watching these interviews, getting all these people on who are vaccine injured, who the mainstream media won't acknowledge. These same companies that are pushing monkeypox. These people that the government are ignoring. The government in this country set up a compensation scheme for vax injured people. 16,000 people have filed, according to Dr. John Campbell's channel. Put in the chat how many people you think have received, I think it's £126,000 compensation. Put in the chat how many people you think, and let's see who's the closest. Because this is an absolute fallacy. How they trick the taxpayers is, when I showed you the chart of Moderna going up and up and up and up and up, yeah, it went down and down and down and down. But that's not because they're paying out shed loads of money to the vaccine injured. No, the government said to them, because we need this vax so fast, we will insulate you from lawsuits. That's why a lot of big pharma in America have gone from making meds that they can get sued over to putting things in needles so they can't get sued over it. I'm looking at the guesses. Anyway, it's less than 200 people out of 16,000. And do you know how they have rejected these people? They have told these people, either there's no direct causation provable between you getting the vax and your illness, or they've told them they don't qualify because they are not disabled enough. They're not disabled enough. Look, my mate Tony, my body combat instructor, my karate class buddy, one of his best mates, a young, healthy, fit guy, got the vax, got sick right away, and died within a year. And Tony was telling me how sad it was. He was going to that guy's funeral. And I'm going to reach out to these vaccine-injured people on Dr. John Campbell's channel. One of them was a sports guy involved in rugby in Widnes, my hometown. And I'm going to try and get these guys on. Put one in the chat if you would like to see me bring on some vaccine-injured people. So, Dr. John Campbell has gone full circle. The doctors, they never back down. They just double down. At least Dr. John Campbell has got these people on now, and he's exposing what's really happened. And he's talking all the time with people at the top of their professions in the medical field, talking about the excess deaths. And I salute his work. I really do. I can see loads of ones coming in. I think Shane's in the chat. He's reaching out to them as we speak. So let's get back to what time.com is pushing about. Public health leaders grew overly cautious after the COVID-19 pandemic, seeing how bold efforts to contain the pandemic were met with anti-science aggression. So if you're refusing to get vaccinated and you're losing your job over it, is that anti-science aggression? Or you're getting thrown in jail because you won't wear a mask? Is that anti-science aggression? Populist outrage, relentless lawsuits. The lawsuits that should be getting paid out are the ones by the government to the vaccine injured. But instead, they've got people like the head of the SS. What was her name? Kimberly. She's probably the kind of person that they've got answering these applicants who are trying to get compensation. they're probably getting stonewalled the hell out of. How can you prove it? Well, you can't prove it, can you? The day I got my vaccine, I got sick. But how'd you prove it? Thanks for the super chat, Dave. That's what they're like. I wrote about Gulf War Syndrome in my book. I think it was Clinton, Bush, and CIA conspiracies. And I learned a lot about the vaccine side of it from them. All right, so the time continues. The impending US elections have added to the polarization and disinformation as such. Instead of proactive action, we are seeing trepidation when there should be rallies in the streets for monkeypox vaccination. Second, there is a sense that another pandemic cannot happen so soon after COVID-19, that these infectious diseases will inevitably burn themselves out like before. This is a gambler's fallacy. Well, I'm a gambler. I gambled on my immune system protecting me rather than going down the road of vaccines and risking becoming vaccine injured. This is a gambler's fallacy, and because of it, the US may be underestimating the risks posed by Mpox and bird flu, allowing two potential pandemics to brew on the global stage. Can you believe what they're cooking up here? This is manifested in several failures for both diseases. For instance, the US saw 1,800 Mpox cases between October 2023 and April 2024. While the more dangerous clade 1B variant, which combines efficient sexual transmission with high mortality, started to spread in Africa. However, the US Centers for Disease Control and Protection stopped updating their Mpox outbreak case counts in January, downplaying the added threat since case counts were not yet increasing. The CDC restarted the public reporting in May, suggesting its discontinuation may have been overly expedient and optimistic. Our Mpox global health response mirrors such underestimation and delayed action. On August 7th, the US announced that it was donating 50,000 vaccines to the Democratic Republic of Congo, almost a year after clade 1B was first reported there. So kindly donating it. Whenever America is kindly donating something, the taxpayers are paying for that, and it's money getting transferred to Big Pharma. So it's not, they're not doing this out of the kindness of their hearts. For reference, Africa CDC estimates it needs 10 million doses to control the current outbreak on the continent. In 2022, the US failed to tackle Mpox while it was confined to Africa, dragging its feet until the disease was spreading uncontrollably at home. We are seeing history repeat itself, folks, in 2024. For bird flu, the mortality rate can be as high as 52%, given WHO case data. But as the New York Times noted, only recently has the CDC begun to mobilize real funding for a testing push, after a period of months in which various federal groups batted around responsibility and ultimate authority like a hot potato. In the US, ignorance is bliss, with our public health leaders rolling the dice that this too shall pass. So perhaps we shouldn't be surprised that the US Department of Agriculture detected bird flu in cattle 4 months after it happened, or that the agency has not required routine testing of cattle unless they cross state lines, nor vaccination of farm workers. That's big bucks. While decisions to leave these programs voluntary are multifactorial, they are likely influenced by political reticence after COVID-19 and recent Supreme Court rulings striking down vaccination requirements. No employer should be allowed to force someone to inject something into their body that I believe is the role of the dice, because they have no idea how that can affect that particular person. Each person's biochemistry is so complex. To predict what's going to happen when it enters that person's body fully is impossible. To be clear, the pandemic risk of Mpox or bird flu is currently low. The transmission dynamics of Mpox require very close contact, make it more difficult to spread than SARS-CoV-2. Similarly, cases of bird flu have thus far been mild and limited in number. However, these are not absolute truths. but day-by-day assessments, which require real preparedness, measured in testing, ongoing surveillance, and forward planning, and stockpiling billions of dollars worth of vaccines. We have no easy answers for overcoming public health paralysis. People standing up for the right to protect their body, which is their temple. That's my translation. But at minimum, the US needs better public health communication that not only emphasizes transparency, but also holds our leaders accountable. Why isn't Fauci being held accountable? Why are all these politicians who said it was safe and effective being held accountable? Why won't they acknowledge the vaccine injured? And why won't they pay compensation to all the people putting in their claims? Bringing this COVID-19 era lesson to mpox and bird flu is one way to give Americans a new positive memory of public health, fostering early decisive action and realistic risk assessments. With two rapidly evolving outbreaks, we cannot afford trepidation and false optimism. And even as we work to make the US safer, and here's the note this article is going to finish on now, we cannot forget our global obligations to share vaccines, medicines, and resources. Global crises require global solidarity and collective action. No, global crises require the Masonic, satanic, psychopathic bankers to position themselves. Let's go back to the charts again, please. Let's look at chart 4. To position themselves in Moderna. Going back to Moderna, 2020, it was trading an average of $50. On one day alone, $2.5 billion went into the shares. Multiply that for the entire year. You have got tens of billions, if not hundreds of billions, going into the shares that then went up tenfold. Within a year, it went from 50 to 500. Billionaires became 10 billionaires. When there's that much money at stake, these Masonic bankers will tell the time.com and every major mainstream outlet in the world right now. If you put mpox outbreak in Google, there's articles coming out every hour. And the conclusion of these articles is, we cannot ever forget our global obligations to share vaccines, medicines, and resources. So there you have it, folks. These very same psychopathic bankers are now putting their money into. Chart 3, please, Ron. These three companies, GeoVax Labs, 100 million has gone into GeoVax Labs in the last couple of days. 100 million shares, it's at 10. Chart 2, please. Let's put that on the screen. We've got big money coming into Emergent BioSolutions going back from May. It's like they knew back in May this was coming. It jumped from 2 to 6. On 150 million shares, hit 16, that's up 800%, dip to 6, it's heading back up. If there is a full-scale monkeypox pandemic, airborne style, let's put up chart 1 as well, please. The values of these companies in the stock market will go into the hundreds. And the people, the psychopathic bankers who've positioned themselves now, and are putting these news stories out in the mainstream media, will yet again see, just like their $1 billion went to $10 billion in Moderna, their $1 billion will go to $10 billion in Emergent BioSolutions, in GeoVax, in Bavarian Nordic. And then all the other contractors will come in to get the schnozzies in the feeding trough of us, taxpayers' money so they can just shake us down like they do endlessly through wars and pandemics while letting our own countries go to waste. Imagine if they took that taxpayers' money that they're putting into war and pandemics and invested it in educations, hospitals, schools, how our standards of living would improve. But no, these psychopaths who've got bunkers in Hawaii, bunkers under London. I've got a friend who works with the bunkers under London, starting at £50 million. They'd rather just destabilize the world, make trillions at everybody's expense, and then if World War III breaks out or a monkeypox virus breaks out that's killing everyone, they can just retire to their fortresses. And like Jason had sarcastically at the end, Keir Starmer will sort it out, folks. We can rely on him, can't we? Head of CPS, when Jimmy Savile was being investigated and CPS shut it down. Put a one in the chat if you think Keir Starmer will sort it out. Put a two in the chat if you think hell's going to freeze over before Keir Starmer will sort anything out. He couldn't even sort Jimmy Savile out. What the hell is he going to sort out in this country? So, in conclusion then, the mainstream media is coming at you, folks, with this monkeypox stuff, but we will see through it. We are reaching out to the vaccine injured. Shane's on it. Hope to have some of them on soon. And we are reaching out to several people, war commentators, because the biggest question now is, I think, in my lifetime, will we see a chain reaction out of Israel, Iran, or a chain reaction out of Russia, Ukraine, that triggers worldwide war, nuclear war? I think that is something that we need to be concerned about. So I'm going to get on that subject as well. Trying to get Ryan Dawson back on soon too. All right, folks. Thanks for watching this evening. Much love and respect wherever you are in the world. Thank you, Ron, for assisting here. Take care, all y'all. We will see you.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.